everyone, and welcome to the Nerdgasm Podcast, the podcast where we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. I am the Dave Seville, known as Merlin Sentinel. Of course, with me, I have my son, Theodore, known as the 12-sided guy. I, of course, have my son, Simon, known as Switch Riggs. And, of course, I have my son, Alvin.
Alvin!
Oh, okay.
Alvin,
yes.
Simon, Theodore.
Theodore. Do, 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 do.
That was
do,
creepy.
Slightly. Seems there's a cryptid in Moo's house. Mm-hmm.
There's a cryptid. I didn't even see who it was.
It was somebody.
Was it Dressbox?
Blurred him out, though.
Or was it or oh,
some,
was it
no idea.
It wasn't a blur out person.
Or something.
It was Gumpy!
God damn it.
Yes.
Alright, so I apologize, friends and listeners. We are running a little late this evening, so this podcast may run a little short because I have grown-up shit to do in the morning, and I had a little bit of a nervous breakdown this evening, and self-care is important, as I was reminded, and so Dress Blacks took me to go have a drink and calm down, and we stumbled into bar trivia, and we got stuck there. We got second place, though!
There you
so,
go.
You didn't even win after all that?
No, we got second place, which was a $10 gift card, which was nice, so... It was
better than
nothing.
Yeah, it was. It paid for like our drinks, so that was nice.
All right. So since we are running a little bit behind schedule, wibbly wobbly, timey wimey, we have not had a chance to check in with everyone beforehand. But let's go ahead and do so now. I know that Switch is going to go ahead and have some games for us. I'm assuming.
One that is for all of us here. There are others, but it's one that everyone else will be excited for, I think.
Okay, wonderful. So we'll look forward to that. We'll go ahead and get that in just a little bit, if you all give us some time. Moo doesn't shut the fuck up, so of course she's going to have some stuff to say. More than likely. I've got, of course, something to talk about, as well as my... usual chipper self when referring to Pokemon Unite, which I think I'll go ahead and talk about after Switch talks about his games. 12, you got anything for us this week? I saw you posted something interesting right before.
Oh, yes, with, I always miss, I feel terrible for mispronouncing her name, too. It's the...
Michelle?
It's that first N that throws me every, because I want to say Michelle. Michelle Nichols, her son has donated her body. She's
some of her ashes.
Yes. But that the body was turned into ashes, yeah. And she's being launched into space to rest among the stars, as it were. So Godspeed.
Ashes of Gene Roddenberry and other Star Trek alumni, I
believe. Is she going up with the moon launch stuff or something else?
Oh, it's said here in the article.
On board a rocket named the Vulcan.
Okay.
Oh, how fitting.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, most of us heard this. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. For the youngins in our audience, Uhura from the original Star Trek, for those of you that might not know.
Star Trek with William Shatner, Leonard Forrest Kelly.
And I believe also the first biracial kiss on screen on television.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yes and
that's
no.
That's the thing. Gene Roddenberry pushed a lot of limits, theoretically, because, I mean, Star Trek is based in the future when race is supposed to not be an issue. You know what I mean? Yeah. So.
And when I say yes and no to it real quick, it's the first television kiss. There was like two movie kisses ahead of it. But
okay.
Yes, television kiss, 100%.
Well, and it actually also sort of depends on not technically. Because if you're talking interracial kiss, the first one's actually I Love Lucy.
Oh, right, because
Desi Arnaz
is
Hispanic.
Yeah.
He plays Cubano.
If we want to be...
He's Cuban, but...
Yeah. black and white, if we want to be technical about it.
Right.
Kiss. If you want to be that far. But real quick, don't pull away from that. I know we're going to get there. Just don't pull out, all right? I like it too much.
Don't pull out, I like it too much.
But we also have the next manned space launch happening, I think, probably within like days of this podcast going up on, we're going to have, going back to the moon, actually.
Yes.
So we're going to also have that, which I think, I hopefully stream it somewhere where I can watch.
Right, we haven't been to the moon in forever.
Like, yeah, it's the 60s or 70s we haven't been.
It's been back. A minute.
Depending on who you ask. There was
a space race to get to the moon, and then we were like, all right, we got here, fuck you. It's like,
depending on
what's up here, I don't know.
Depending on who you ask, we've never been. And I'm just like, look, if that's true, Russia would have outed it long ago.
Well, no, nobody argues that we didn't go to the moon ever. It's just that we didn't go in 1969, is what people argue.
It's kind of like, did you ever see the South Park episode when they built the ladder to heaven? And it was like this big race, like America versus China, and then China did like a fake newscast. Oh, we made it to heaven! Oh, it's like, oh, okay. You know, so it was kind of that, but America to the moon.
I just had to look this up, actually. We haven't been back to the moon in 1972 was the last time we went to the moon. It was Apollo 17. Like,
right, you think with us pushing the limits to, like, Jupiter and beyond and finding these other spiral galaxies that we'd be like, well, there's the moon, you know? Technically speaking, it's right there.
I have encountered too many people who, in earnest, argue that the moon is fake. We never went, and the Earth is flat. In the same argument, earnestly.
Maybe that's why they're not going to the moon. They don't want to prove or disprove whether or not the Earth is flat.
That's what I literally... Look. I heard that on TikTok today.
We know birds aren't real, at least.
That there are people that deny. Not that the moon... Not the moon landing, they deny the moon. Period. We were at the
It doesn't make sense.
We were at the museum.
Why would it just be hanging there?
We went to the Museum of Natural History this weekend, and my kiddos, of course, are like, Mom, how did the moon get formed? And I was like, an explosion, probably. And I looked at Dress Black, so I'm like, what? Why is the moon? And of course, he launches into like a letter perfect explanation of why the moon is. And I'm just like, see, this is why we keep you around, because you can answer these questions. I don't know the answer.
And it's not like you need to know how, you just know that it's there. You know, the average person doesn't have to know, but sometimes it's nice to know.
True. Yeah.
No, but when a 7-year-old goes, Mom, why is the moon? And I'm like, fuck, I need an answer. Why is the moon?
Yeah.
Well, you see, God.
Actually, they don't talk about God much about the moon.
And there we go.
there was a moment there where I was curious if you were going to say Gandhi or not, just to throw things off. Gandhi.
See, I've already edited my answer for the Catholic listeners.
And yeah, sure, whatever. But, you know, it's nice. I like all the science stuff. I'm also, for Dress Blacks, I am watching Orville now. I am now catching up. And I just got to an amazing part where literally the actor that does Dr. Phlox and the other doctor from Voyager in the exact same episode, I was like nerding out so hard on that episode. I was like, oh my God, they're in the exact same episode.
Would know what you're talking about. I don't know the Orville actors that well.
That's okay. Well, there are Star Trek actors in Orville.
It's on Disney Plus.
It is. All three seasons are on Disney Plus. I don't know how many seasons there are exactly.
Orville?
But yeah.
Yes.
All three seasons.
I did not
seasons
know
so
that
far.
The Orville is on Disney Plus.
It
That's
only
a new
happened
development.
About a week ago.
I was cruising through Disney Plus seeing if I wanted to watch anything. that popped
We've
up.
Seen the first two seasons. The third season, they went, that was when they were bought out by a different network. And so the third season has really gone a lot more, like, almost every episode is almost like a movie in and of itself. They're much longer, and the production value is much higher, but Titmouse and I have kind of talked about it, too. They kind of got away, like, they really went hard on sci-fi and kind of let the humor fall by the wayside, which was really what made the Orville special, as opposed to just another sci-fi show. It's not bad.
I like the subtle humor is actually really, really heavy in that show. If you've watched, you know, Star Trek or Star Wars or anything, like there's just like reference after reference if you pay attention or know them, I should say. You know, it's much more enjoyable that way. I like that it's not in your face comedy. You know, like when I'm thinking like Family Guy or something else. But no, I'm liking it so far, and I'm sad that I slept on it for so long. But now I can catch up.
I'm gonna hard left into fantasy. Still Disney. Nope. Have you guys seen the new Gargoyles toys that they've put out? These fantastic, like high detail collector edition posable figures. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You're Disney. You don't put out a toy like that unless you're testing the water to bring back Gargoyles.
Jonathan Frakes is still around, you know.
Well, and
did he do a voice for that?
He was the main bad guy, Xanatos.
I never watched Gargoyles, really.
I wasn't very interested.
Disney growing up. I didn't have cable. No.
Didn't watch the Gargoyles, but you knew about the Mighty Ducks?
The Mighty
That's
Ducks
actually a very
Disney's.
Good point.
No, fuck off. Disney's One Saturday Morning used to play the Mighty Ducks. It was like the first thing that played on Disney's One Saturday
used to
Morning.
Play Gargoyles too.
I don't know. Maybe that might be an age difference thing. Like, I know we're not that much older than you're. Like, you're not that much older than me. But those 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is, 3 years, 4 years. Fuck. Wait. How old did you just turn?
3 years.
3 years. 3 years is a big difference depending on what age you're at. Four versus seven, one of us is watching Gargoyles, one of us is watching Barney.
Fair. Yeah. Speaking of cartoons for just a half second, though, can I just go ahead and say fuck HBO?
Yeah, fuck HBO. Fuck you for taking Sesame Street off the air, bitch!
Well, not only getting rid of episodes of, you know, Sesame Street, which is awful, but from its recent acquisitions, I believe of some of Warner Media's licenses and stuff like that, some cartoons such as Infinity Train, just to name one specifically, among others, which I cannot think of off the top of my head, basically got tossed into a volcano and have become a giant tax write-off.
There's a bunch of Cartoon Network shows.
Evidence of them have been erased from the internet. So if you don't have it pirated, fucking find it now before it's gone forever. Yeah.
I saw that because, and I forget who it was, but it was somebody that was a creator on a Cartoon Network show, literally had posted a tweet that was just like, it's all gone. That's all they, like,
they were like,
years and years and years.
I have my copies or whatever, you know, that I could watch, but I didn't make it for me. I made it for my children, and they're never going to see it.
Yeah.
And that's just completely heartbreaking.
Yes.
Speaking of heartbreaking, though, you know what really...
grinds your gears?
Just shouts pro-life, you know, the fact that we care about the youngins and everything about that, because... Missouri is the most pro-life state in the country. And they're really driving that point home by bringing back corporal punishment in schools. So now the teachers can beat your children for you.
Is that really happening?
That is 100% correct. Missouri School District revives paddling to discipline students.
So no fucking way. They can't
Missouri,
do that.
I highly recommend that you pull your kids out of the Cassville R 4 School District, which is about an hour west of Branson and 15 miles from the Arkansas border.
Are you shitting me?
No, I will send the one school. Well, it's that whole district.
I gotta hang on. I gotta yell. I gotta let me try to not shove my butt in the.
She's all good.
While she is gone,
quick positive on HBO. The new Game of Thrones prequel stuff's actually doing pretty good. I liked it a lot.
I don't know if I can give him a pass for that.
That's
fine for you. I'll enjoy it.
Okay.
So apparently, there's a school district in Missouri that brought back corporal punishment. You can get paddled. That's like a whole new generation of people with a BDSM kink.
Well,
are you kidding me? Hot for teacher?
As far as spanking a child in general, I don't care one way or the other. I don't want to say I'm apathetic about it, but it's like, look, what you do behind, you know, closed doors in your own home, if it's a small smack on the bottom to be like, hey, you're acting up or whatever, I don't care, as long as you're not, like, beating the child, you know what I mean? That's just my opinion, though. But to have a complete stranger, effectively, bust out a wooden paddle or a ruler or whatever and just whap! That's not okay.
I agree. But did any of you grow up with having a piece of paper at your school signed by your parents saying that they could beat your ass?
No. But here, again, this is what they're doing here in Missouri, though. I believe that...
Oh, yeah. You know, well, it's Missouri. It's a bunch of fucking hicks. That's where some of my family members are. Some of the trashiest fucking people I know.
The thing is, they have the audacity to claim, oh, some parents have actually thanked us and shook our hands. It's like...
No. Yes, the ones that will, quote, spare the rod, spoil the child at you. Yeah, you know, the ones that are quite possibly abusing the children at home anyways.
Yeah.
I guarantee you some parents did.
Whether they authorized the school to use a paddle on their child. Well, it's still fucked up.
I'm just going to have to say I'm liking the energy of this episode. Loving it.
I mean, I
apologize to anybody out there who listens to this that's from Missouri and isn't white trash, but...
We know you're there.
You're definitely in the minority.
Sometimes we got it, literally. Sometimes we call them as we see them.
But no, on that
mean offense.
But no, on that waiver you mentioned, it's funny that you had one as well, because it actually, my dad was surprised that he had to do that in the first place. Because you have to remember, he's from old school Russia. He's like, they don't just do that?
It's like, put beat in mouth. Now you will be beat.
Actually, there's another question. Who got soap in their mouth for cursing as a kid?
No.
I think it's happening.
I have to admit, I saw that on A Christmas Story.
Yes.
And I always wondered. And so.
You were like the mom. It's just.
Did you lick the soap?
No, his mom was nice. She, like, rubbed soap on a piece of plastic. That wasn't. I'm talking about having a fucking bar of soap shoved in your mouth.
I did put a bar of soap in my mouth once to punish myself because I wanted to know what it tasted like. And so,
generational differences, definitely here.
Yeah, I also went to a private Christian school for middle school. You would never guess.
Oh,
I know.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. You see, anybody that's been raised in Catholic schools, Christian private schools, or anything like that, I think end up coming out the most open-minded about it. Somehow. And it's just like, you know?
It's an extreme of one or the other.
Yeah. I went to Assemblies of God Christian school for middle school. When I first started going there, there was a whopping 148 students at the entire school, K through 8.
Wow.
Oh, you were K through 8. I was only K through 6.
Well, by the time I left, it was pre-K through 12. And I think there was about, like, 350 students.
Oh, wow.
My graduating class was 208, and it was one of the largest classes that our school had seen.
Yep.
Quite a few years.
Yeah, we were pretty close to that, number two.
Just a small town.
Just a small town girl!
Not that small. Ouch.
Okay. Was that all you needed me for?
Yeah, I just can't believe they're letting us beat kids now.
Oh.
Thank you for joining us, Dress Wax. I'm surprised
everyone went away in misery, to be completely
honest. You can be the Chipettes.
I think your whole ass was also just in frame.
Special guest, Dress Blacks as the Chipettes.
There you go.
Right.
You want to hear about my game?
Yeah, tell us about
Can I bring up one more important thing first?
Absolutely.
Actually, no, I have another thing for TV, but go for it.
I don't know if any of the rest of you are following this, because it's not the concern, but...
I don't read the news, so probably not.
Student loan forgiveness, guys?
Oh, yeah, that's everywhere.
Kind of important, right?
Kind of important.
So, the disgusting part about this is I looked this up today, right? First of all, I had to Google, how do I tell if I received a Pell Grant or not, right? So many people are Googling this and, like, checking the student aid website that it's completely crashed the website. It took me probably 7.5 minutes to actually be able to log in.
Mama-sensei and I were talking about student forgiveness because it affects sister-sensei.
Mm-hmm. So it is up to $10,000 if you did not receive a Pell Grant and you are under $125,000 for a single person or $250,000 as head of household. So I did receive a Pell Grant and I definitely do not make $125,000. So I looked this up. Even with $20,000 of student loan forgiveness, and I went to a public university, right? Like, I went to a state school. I still will owe almost $22,000.
But it's not $42,000.
It's not $42,000. And if I just keep working at, you know, University of Fighting Big Heads or whatever the fuck it was.
That's right.
You know,
North Dakota, go Big Heads.
Yeah. So if I keep doing that for 10 years, because they reduced it to 10 years instead of 20 years now. So if I just keep working here for 10 more years, they'll forgive it.
Yeah, we were talking about that about Sister Sensei because she's put in like 5 years at one of her jobs toward this goal, and then she's going to get $10,000 forgiveness because she did not receive a Pell Grant. Because at the time, Mom Sensei and Dad Sensei were both working, I believe.
Yeah.
No, Dad Sensei would have had to have been retired, but I think he was making enough off of
retirement disability.
That we were just over.
Isn't that about a bitch, how that works out?
One thing that from that is, that's great, awesome, glad that that's happening. Part that I'm not liking in all this is the stupid whiners. It's like, I'm sorry, you know, I paid off my student loans before this happened. Or I don't have any. What? I don't have any student loans. What do I get? How
wonderful that you're privileged enough that you didn't have to take out student loans. How wonderful that you're privileged enough that you were able to pay those back.
Yep.
How shitty of you as a person, and I'm sorry, I'm going on the offensive on this. How shitty are you as a person that you have to look at somebody else who's struggling, right? Who, full disclosure, right? The reason I was late is because I had a nervous fuck breakdown about money. Freaked the fuck out. We're trying to go to the store to buy a clothes rack, and I'm sobbing in the front seat of the car out of nowhere, right? How fucking asshole are you as a person to go, I see this person. Look at them struggling. Look how difficult this must be for them. But fuck them, because what do I get? Fuck you.
You part.
I hope you stub your toe. I hope you step on a Lego. I hope you scrape both your knees and the palms of your hands, and then I hope you put hand sanitizer on your hands and forget about it.
Just your entire floor of D4s.
I hope you get a paper cut.
I hope you get a paper cut between your fucking toes. I'm done.
Yeah, this all happened. I personally don't have any student loans, but I didn't even think about that. I was like, okay. Cool.
Oh, great.
Awesome. They're getting, you know, $10,000 possible off of their student loans. Cool. It wasn't about me. I was like, no. And I heard a lot of this when I worked for Bank of America for a little bit. There was a lot of people getting money back due to a lawsuit. And just you get all the people, why aren't I getting anything? It's like, because
did you opt into the class action lawsuit?
Yeah.
12, what were you saying?
Oh, I was going to say, in all of this, I'm amazed that the conversation isn't more about why are fees for that so goddamn high? Like, right.
It always is.
That's the thing about America. We literally gatekeep everything behind a paywall. You want to be smarter? Pay more money. You want to be healed? Pay more money.
Yeah. Take care of those luxury bones.
Yeah.
Thankfully, a lot of the learning has been freed up due to our public YouTube and everything else. But, yes, 100%. If you want the certificate, pay more money.
Speaking of money, just real quick, though, it may be, I don't know if it's true or not, but I keep seeing it pop up, and I'm very cautious about things that I see pop up randomly. Supposedly, there's a good driver stimulus or something like that, supposedly. Like, if you've never gotten a DUI or anything like that, then you might entitled to something. I don't know. I haven't looked into it. It may be a scam. But if you're willing to go ahead and open up a incognito needle window and check out, the good driver stimulus, maybe do some research. Huh. Who knows?
Hmm. Let's hope it is real. That'd be nice. But let's steer it on back to Disney for a
second.
So
this is actually... So there's an article about this from December of 2021. $400 refunds are coming to millions of drivers. How to get a car insurance stimulus check.
Car insurance, though, was that supposed to be. Speaking of which, I saw a very clickbait article the other day that was like, hey, drivers in the United States are basically getting $100 stimulus. I was like, I love this! Because prices have gone down approximately $100 a month for the average person buying gas. It's like, that's not a stimulus, that's just cost going down, you stupid fuck.
Yep.
I drive 70 miles round trip every day. Like, it sucks. For now.
Yep. So.
I drive zero round trip, but that's because I'm a loser.
Back to Disney. Sorry, switch.
Back to Disney for a second. I'm assuming everyone has not watched it, so I will not say anything, because I guess, I don't know. But She-Hulk is amazing so far.
I haven't gotten to watch She-Hulk yet. I forgot.
Marie, you should definitely watch She-Hulk. Really, you should.
Oh. All I can say is Clerks.
Oh, Clerks 3. Yeah, interesting. It's the Clerks sequel that makes the first Clerks movie, basically.
Huh.
Like, that's the plot.
Interesting.
There's a She-Hulk connection there, but I can't say any more than that.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch it. We've been working through Stranger Things Season 4.
Yeah. And since the movie missed it, besides all the negative from HBO right now, the new prequel to Game of Thrones is actually very good.
That's also one of the Dragons,
I believe. Called House of the Dragons.
House of the Dragons, yeah. It's the, why can't I think of their name?
Oh,
Targaryens?
The Targaryens is, when they are in power. I'm liking it so far. The first episode was, like, a good start. It's better than the last two seasons.
At least they could kind of do whatever they want with it and not make it suck at the very end, because they're not tied to the books this time.
So real quick.
I guess when they went off on their own is kind of where they sucked.
Yes.
So,
real quick, everybody's Game of Thrones house.
Oh, I don't know mine. It would be that probably the bear.
I don't know.
Really? Fair enough.
I've never watched the series. It's not
for me. Every test, every time, Stark.
I have never taken the test. Jon Snow is my favorite, though.
Eight inches of snow.
He's pretty. Sorry, guys. He's pretty. I don't know what else to tell you. I like him, and I like I can't think of her name. Captain Aria. Phasma is the only thing coming to my head. Gwendolyn Phasma? Christie. Fuck, what is Gwendolyn Christie's character's name?
Moses.
It's not Moses.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
No. No. She got dicked, though. I was so mad about her and Jamie. She fucked Jamie Lannister. Fuck him so hard. What a dick.
Oh, wait, Phasma. No, I'm thinking of the other person. I'm stupid. Be dumb.
Jamie Lannister is very chaotic. Just, but I don't consider him evil.
Who did she play? God damn it. Give me a minute. I gotta Google it.
The Handmaiden or whatever?
She was like
There are people in our audience right now who are like yelling at...
I'm gonna ram my head through a windshield like in
number
2 seconds.
Number one, they're yelling Merlin, you stupid, ignorant fuck. Why haven't you seen the series? And then they're yelling, God damn it, Moo, it's blah, blah, blah.
Merlin, that's okay.
Christie,
but,
Game of Thrones. What the fuck is her name?
Get it in. I got some
tea. Brienne of Tarth. Brienne of Tarth.
Thank you.
All right. She's gorgeous. I would climb her like a tree.
Mm-hmm. I'm very sad that they wrote out her character so blatantly in Star Wars. With Phasma.
Yeah.
I will survive with her book. Her book really makes her character. Anyway. Game that's coming out that all of you should be happy for, unless you are a elitist. And I can feel it from Merlin already. The TMNT the Cowabunga collection is coming out on Steam.
Hell yeah. Why would I be an elitist? That sounds amazing.
Because it's on a different console of sorts. Versus the original. It's not original.
Oh, no. You see, I would never try and gatekeep good video games behind something absolutely ridiculous like another launcher that may or may not be epic. So, like, absolutely, go out, get the Cowabunga collection. Hell, go ahead, buy it for Switch. If you have a 3D printer, go ahead and see if you can find one of those arcade style Switch holders and kind of play it like old school, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The games that are included in it are the original arcade version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time, Turtles for the Nintendo, the arcade game for the Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. So there's Turtles in Time and Turtles in Time that's the SNES version. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then they have the arcade game, Turtles in Time, TMNT 2 and 3, and the Nintendo, and the Tournament Fighter, and Turtles in Time for the Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Tournament Fighters for Super Nintendo.
I believe the
Hyper Zone Heist.
Oh, and the Hyperstone Heist, yes!
Hyperstone Heist, Tournament Good Fighters game. For Sega Genesis. Fall of the Foot Clan.
Oh, that's for Game Boy. Yes.
And then Back from the Sewers for Game Boy, and then also Radical Rescue. For Game Boy. And then they're going to have also some online titles for it as well, where I guess you're going to be able to play with friends, which is the original arcades. Turtles in Times and Heist and Tournament Fighters.
I want to get it for Switch. I want to play it.
Yeah, this is why I was like, we only need to talk about this one game. Because there's, like, 10 games in one package here.
It's a fantastic collection. I think it's only $35, maybe $40.
They haven't announced it on Steam just yet, but probably around there. That makes sense. The other game that gets a nice honorable mention, is The Last of Us Part 1 Remake coming for the PlayStation 5. And, Destroy All Humans 2. But yeah, that is the games that I feel like highlighting this week.
Fantastic. I'm going to go ahead and talk about Pokemon Unite really quickly, I promise. Starting September 2nd is going to be the next first anniversary event schedule, Volume 3, as they're listing it. Mew is joining the party. You can go ahead and either buy Mew or you can go ahead and play Mew's Mural Challenge to unlock it as a playable character. They're also introducing a new arena, the Thea Sky Ruins, in which you will be taking on Rayquaza as the main mob that shows up at the center. You know, it's the dragon, the worm, whatever you want to call it, League of Legends style. It's the new Zapdos, basically, for this particular one, as well as a couple of other different mobs that you can go ahead and take out. After that, on September 14th, Dodrio joins the fight, which is very surprising considering that they chose that particular Pokemon, and also introducing it as the first speedster to be released since Zoroark at the very beginning of the game's inception. So Dodrio, weird. I don't know anybody particular that's like, oh yeah, Dodrio's my favorite Pokemon. Whatever. And then lastly, being released September 28th, Scizor, the evolution of Scyther, that big metal red boy that just likes to go. In addition to all of these events, there is going to be a Legacy Trainer Showdown. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be a one-player mode in which you will take on some iconic trainers from the Pokemon genre. That's all I've got to say about that.
Buddy and I just finished up paying for our Scarlet and Violet. We will be most likely streaming that day one.
I would say I might join you. That's December.
I hope so. November.
November? I thought November. It was December.
Nope. November.
How dar. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have anything else, or am I launching into the...
Dreamlight Valley is coming soon.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Disney game. It's going to be amazing. Oh. Dreamlight Valley is September 6th, which I know I don't think that applies to us yet, but I'm fucking jazzed for it.
That's fine. One game I do want to highlight is Moonbreakers as well. That is coming out in September as well. Literally, it's a RTS. It's a turn-based strategy where you have little figures and everything looks like you're playing on a big board and everything. The cool little gimmick about it is that you get to actually paint the figures how you want. So, yeah, I was like, that's going to be fun. I want to paint them and get them all set up my way. Yeah. All right, that's all.
Okay. Let us go ahead and jump into the geeky, starting with Sunday, August 28th, does anybody remember what my sneaky peek was? I can't remember.
Stitch.
So anyway.
Did nobody else see Thor?
Oh, yeah, I did. I didn't like it that much. It was good.
I thought maybe this was your attempt out of Geeky Weeky.
No, it's the Screaming Goats. I just was being obnoxious.
Sure. Sunday, August 28th, is Crackers Over the Keyboard Day, but you probably shouldn't eat crackers over the keyboard, even though they're kind of saying eat crackers over the keyboard, but honestly, don't eat crackers over the keyboard. It's also, that's what it was! It was National Bow Tie Day, because bow ties are cool. It's also National Cherry Turnover Day, National Power Rangers Day, National Red Wine Day, Race Your Mouse Around the Icons Day, which is about your computer mouse, Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day for all the pets that you lost, Social Justice Sunday, and World Alternative Games Day.
My brain went to Rainbow Road.
Monday, August 29th, according to Hoyle Day, Hoyle still being one of the major creators of just about every playing card game you can think of. They have a rule for everything, pretty much. It is also the founding anniversary of the Senate. Do your fucking job, Senate, you assholes. Individual Rights Days, you see, that's a conflict right there. Founding of the Senate and Individual Rights Day, you guys are fucking up. International Day Against Nuclear Tests, Literacy and Numeracy Week, More Herbs, Less Salt Day, National Chop Suey Day, I'm talking about the food, not...
You
National...
should be.
National Lemon Juice Day, National Sports Day, and National Uprising Day. I know what it sounds like. It's not what it sounds like. It is actually a holiday for the Slovak nation. So Czechoslovakia, etc. It's when they rose up for social democracy against the Nazis. Moving on. Oops. Not a month yet. Tuesday, August 30th, Frankenstein Day, because we celebrate Marie Shelley's book, Frankenstein.
Mary. It's Mary Shelley, not Marie.
You're right. International Cabernet Sauvignon Day, International Whale Shark Day, National Beach Day, National Toasted Marshmallow Day, and Victory Day, specifically Victory Day for... Yes! Victory Day. Okay, I got that flag right. Wednesday, August 31st is Eat Outside Day, as well as Van Morrison's birthday. I love Van Morrison's song, Domino. Oh, Domino. It's a good song. International Overdose Awareness Day. Love Litigating Lawyers Day. National Dan Day. So say hello to your favorite guy named Dan. Maybe even Danny Sexbang of Game Grumps fame. Ninja Sex Party fame. It's also National Diatomaceous Earth Day. Diatomaceous.
Yes, and great for getting rid of bugs.
Yes, I had to use it before one time in a previous domicile because work gave me bed bugs. It's great working at a hotel sometimes.
I want to hear the B word. Thank you.
It's also National Matchmaker Day. Matchmaker, matchmaker, find
me a side. Catch me.
Yes. It's also National Trail Mix Day, National Zoo Awareness Day, and We Love Memoirs Day. Let's go ahead and jump straight into September with Thursday, September 1st. It's Building and Code Staff Appreciation Day, Cherry Popover Day, which is different from a turnover, Ginger Cat Appreciation Day, International Cabernet Day, Cabernet in general, National Acne Positivity Day. It's okay. You're growing up. Everybody goes through changes perfectly.
It does not just mean you're growing up. I'm 33 and I still have hormonal acne.
That's because you're still growing up. It.
Thanks.
Accutane was a savior. Continuing on.
It's also American Chess Day, National No Rhyme Nor Reason Day, National Tofu Day, Pink Cadillac Day, World Letter Writing Day, and Blood Cancer Awareness Month begins. I forgot there's going to be a lot of these because it's a new month. I'm going to go ahead and go through them really quickly. Better Breakfast Month, Bear Necessities Month, Bourbon Heritage Month, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, Civil Service Month, Classical Music Month, Disaster Preparedness Month, Festival of Learning, Have a Go Month, Footy Colors Day, Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month, Happy Cat Month, Healthy Aging Month, Intergeneration Month, Irish Heart Month, Leukemia and Lymphoma Awareness Month, Liptember, National Atrial Fibrillation Awareness Month, National Chicken Month, we're talking about the animals, National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, National Cholesterol Education Month, National Food Safety Education Month, National Guide Dog Month, National Honey Month, National ID Awareness Month, National Organic
Remember
Month, National
when
Papaya
we had a
Month,
conversation
National
about picking
month.
A couple, not just going
Months
fast.
Are hard!
Me and just kept going.
National Peripheral Artery Disease Awareness Month, National Pet Insurance Month, National Preparedness Month, National Recovery Month, National Saving Tiger Month, National Service Dog Month, National Sickle Cell Awareness Month, National Suicide Prevention Month. That's an important one. Okay?
Oh, man, I
National
rolled
Velociraptor Awareness Month, National Yoga Awareness Month, Newborn Screening Awareness Month, Odd Fellows Friendship Month, Organic September, Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, Pain Awareness Month, Pets and Education Month, and World Candle Month.
Here, let me,
Friday, September 2nd. Is bring your manners.
It's
to
my dad's birthday.
On the 2nd?
He's 70, yes.
Oh,
mine on the 7th.
I also got a 1.
Oh no.
Calendar Adjustment Day, National Blueberry Popsicle Day, National Chianti.
These aren't my dice.
National Fourth Bank Day, National Lazy Moms Day, Pierce Your Ears Day, and World Coconut Day. You can eat them or use them to pretend that you're riding a horse.
It actually be my birthday on the 7th of September.
A 6, not much better.
That's too soon, though. We're not going to hit the 7th yet.
Oops.
Saturday, September 3rd, Franchise Appreciation Day, International Bacon Day, National Doodle Day, National Hummingbird Day, National Skyscraper Day, National Stephen Day, specifically spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Sorry, S-T-E-V-E-N, Stevens, it's not your day. National Tailgating Day, we're talking about going to a sports event and, like, having a barbecue tailgating, not riding somebody's ass, you son of a bitch!
Sorry, furries.
Turkey Vulture Day and World Beard Day. Sunday, okay. September... Oh, no, wait, that's the week, holy shit! Your Sneaky Peeky at next week's Sneaky Weeky. For September 4th, which is Sunday, eat an extra dessert day. Because life needs to get sweet.
Okay.
Can I be naughty now?
No. Thank you all for listening to the...
You don't get an opinion anymore because you ignored everything that we asked you to do. So
I listened! I have skipped so many days that were listed.
Yeah, and it still took 4 fucking ever.
The see how first that went? Of the month always has like so a million days.
I want to talk about dicks, guys.
Ooh, dicks.
I would like to talk about dicks. I am not an owner of a dick, clearly. I have no dick.
Do you rent one out? Up,
I don't rent one out. I'm pretty sure that's prostitution. Mm. So...
I mean, property share?
I mean, if you're holding it in your hand, possession is 9/10 of the law, so.
Sorry, Moo. I apologize for spurring this. Go for it.
So there's a question that I had that came up earlier today, right? Because a lot of times, and I guess this is really a discussion on realistic versus unrealistic expectations, right? We talk a lot about, like, hey, if you watch porn, maybe adjust your expectations, right? And I think when we talk about that, people tend to think about positions or some of the more aggressive type things. But I want to talk about something, I guess, a little more low-key than that, something that's a little less dramatic. But, like, a lot of times when you watch pornography and somebody comes, it's like, there's like some force behind it, right? Like there's, but my experience has always just more kind of been a dick that just sort of
oozes.
Yeah. And so I guess I'm asking for opinions on this, right? Because I haven't dealt with a lot of dicks. I've dealt with a few. But I have not encountered mass numbers of dicks.
Okay. I have some answers on this one.
Enough. I've been known to have a powerful cum.
See,
great. You're talking over Switch.
Oh, no. It's okay. So, first off, everyone during porn, they either take a supplement of some sort, or there are some that do an injection to produce that and to get the consistency that you see. Not every male is going to be able to do what they do on porn.
Well, and that's pretty obvious, right? Like, I fully expect that. I guess I just... Is it like a... Is it indicative of, like, are you having more fun if you come harder?
So for me, it is the amount of stimulation it took or I give myself before climax. So if I delay climax, there will be more of a forceful come. at that point.
Okay.
Or the amount of time between the time of coming. So if it was like, I haven't come in 4 days, yeah, we're going to have a little bit more. It's going to be a little bit more projectile. That's for me, though, not for everybody.
True.
But we also have to remember that dick physics is a thing. Yes. And dick physics is complex based on the shape of your dick, the sort of stimulation you're receiving, etc., etc. The dick is not like a hose. If you put your thumb on it, it doesn't spray harder. It's honestly a bit more like a severed artery. Because, like, you squeeze on a dick, and it dribbles. You squeeze on an artery, and it stops squirting. You get what I'm saying? It's sticky. It's flesh. It's sticky fluids. It's not water. If you expect, and I'm saying this for anybody out there who maybe isn't experienced with dicks, or isn't completely sure how they work, they do not work like a hose. If you squeeze a dick while it's coming, it will dribble no matter how hard the guy is coming, because it gets compressed and cum is sticky.
Cum is sticky.
You may actually find that if you stimulate yourself aggressively and then let go, you'll actually see this a lot in ruined orgasm videos, that they will actually shoot quite a ways, because while you've got the stimulation high, the pressure on your urethra is low. It's complex. 12 sounds like you have something to say.
Well, so I'm watching Moo's reaction to this, and I have to ask, what's the story? Because clearly something happened.
No. Believe it or not, we were discussing dick physics in the shower. I tried to explain some of this to Moo, but she seemed uninterested. I'm actually a little surprised that she brought this up, because she seemed uninterested, despite starting the conversation.
I wasn't uninterested. I just, you had said, you explained the severed artery versus the
And you
hose.
Looked at me like I was a fucking alien.
It's because nobody wants to think of severed arteries and dicks.
Yes!
Especially
thank you!
That's also not true. I actually know some people that would be their thing, and I'm grateful and that they don't get the choice.
Okay, but I don't want to cut somebody's dick open.
Right, we're not saying you should. I am simply saying that it's a valid anatomical comparison.
I don't disagree at all. Comparison. I was just, I guess, more interested in hearing a wider... Right, because I'll be perfectly honest. I don't tend to let it go and watch it. It tends to be inside me one way or another, or inside somebody else when it's going off. So I'm not watching it. And I know that there are some people that might be able to feel that happening. I usually don't. I can hear, like, verbal cues from the other person, like, that tell me, okay, my partner's coming, or, like, sometimes there's, like, a general warmth or sort of change, but it's not like you feel like a squirt gun inside of you, right? And I've never been able to feel that with any partner.
Few people really do. Right. Most people play it up as though they can, just for effect.
Right.
Few
people really
do. I got myself in the face the other day, actually. Chin and eye. Yeah, just, it just...
Hmm? That's not that uncommon, to be honest.
But... Yeah.
I've never seen anybody do it, except for porn, which is...
We've actually mentioned part of the supplement stack that they take in porn on the show before. The one of our earlier episodes, the L-Arginine and such, because oddly enough, I actually have some of that supplement stack.
Specifically so you can come in your own eye?
No, just come more. My own eye was a complete accident.
He's trying to fix some pink eye.
Yeah.
No, that's how you get pink eye.
Yeah. The only time I can remember being told, you know, that I have powerful thumbs was from one of my first sexual partners. And we were using condoms at the time, of course, because safe sex is important. So either A...
That's not me. He doesn't mean me.
Not. it was either, you know, she was, you know, hyping it up or whatever, or because I was so new to sexual intercourse in general, you know what I mean? Or it could have been because I was wearing the condom and it's easier to tell when the reservoir is doing its thing, you know what I mean?
I'm thinking.
I mean, unless it, like, blew the condom off, how would she know it was hard? I mean, the cum.
Just because, I mean, you know, it's a rubber condom, you know, and the little reservoir just goes, you know.
Yeah, that's also volume. I'm just saying, that's volume, not, like,
pressure.
Pressure, yeah, that's all I was saying.
I'm not orgasm version of Reservoir Dogs,
not,
right there?
I honestly do.
Because I've never came on someone. So
really?
Yeah. Never.
So I'm glad I wasn't the only one with that reaction.
Everyone must remember that Merlin has not had as much experience as everyone else in this room.
Well, he just strikes me as somebody who would. That's all.
I've had,
right, but I'm part of that experience. Yeah. So really, this is me backtracking to go, did that really not happen?
Nope, never happened.
I mean, it's usually most guys' first experience in some way.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, the thing for me, though, is hand jobs and oral stimulation have never gotten me off. And since, you know, it was then vaginal, you know, sex and wearing a condom, there was no point in pulling out. So
I'll have to get my bunny measuring tape out.
No, but you were on birth control, I think, at the time.
Yeah. It's been quite a while, guys. Sorry that I don't remember this exactly. It's been 12 years.
1 week since you looked at me.
Yeah, 12 years, actually, honestly, roundabout this time, because it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta call her. Yeah, you really didn't do that, huh? I guess it's been a while. Ah, don't bite my ankle! I guess it's been a while since anybody did that.
You did it to yourself.
It's true. Gotta put the fear of God into you.
Dispax, you need to use her as a measuring tape. We need to know how, you know, get some data of how far, you know, you can shoot.
I don't let him pull out.
It's for science.
I was gonna say, I have experience
for science
over my partner and hitting the wall.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, it's for science.
I know, but I like for science.
You know, if I remember correctly, Kinsey did experiments back in the 50s where he would have people come into his laboratory and just, like,
wait. Hang on a second. There's a knock at our door.
Bom, bom, bom.
But that supplement I mentioned, L-arginine, we actually have one of our earlier episodes, I mentioned it, because I have that stack.
I can't remember, but in my younger days, it was either an issue of Playboy or potentially Hustler, in which, you know, I read it for the articles. The article was about learning
more the plot.
Ropes,
and I believe they talk about
Hustler.
L-arginine and a couple of other supplements and stuff like that, like horny goat, etc.
Watching for the plot.
No, well, it talked about more powerful and longer lasting and huge combs, basically.
Yes, Hustler.
There you go. Apparently,
don't ask why I know that.
Hustler is larger combs than Playboy.
Well, they were more porn than Playboy forever, right?
Actually,
well, Playboy's not a thing anymore.
It's online. It's online.
No, the magazine isn't. It's a lifestyle brand now.
They quit doing nude spreads before they gave up on the magazine, too.
Oh.
Which is just alien.
Yeah. I mean, that was always kind of the big difference between Playboy and Hustler. Playboy was always like the gentleman's pornography magazine, so to speak. Whereas Hustler
did have good interviews and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Clam shots.
That's Hustler.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about Pokemon Unite. We've talked about dick physics. We've talked about.
Please don't put no. Don't put Pokemon Unite and dick physics in the same sentence, please.
Squirtle.
Vaporeon would be amazing for sex.
I'm gonna Blastoise all over your Jigglypuffs next time I see you.
Misty does turn into a Vaporeon at one point.
And we all know that as far as human Pokemon sexual compatibility, Vaporeon...
Squirtle's at the top of the list, probably.
We had this discussion because you wouldn't let me call the episode Vaporeon, and I was really upset about it.
But thank you all once again for joining us here on this week's episode of the Nerdcast Podcast, the podcast where, guess what, we talk about things that are nerdy and things that are naughty. As always, you can go ahead and check us out a couple of different places, but the best place to find us all is on our link tree at linktr.ee/nerdgasm, spelled
N3RDGA5M.
Yes, indeed. Wonderful listeners, viewers, hell, I'll even say this. Please remember, especially the rest of this month and the upcoming one, the rest of the year, next year, into the next century, please be excellent to each other.
Enjoy yourselves and love yourselves. Be good to yourselves. Give yourselves grace. For science.
The thing that old storms have... The thing that old storms have in common is that they pass.
And lastly, to finish it off, 18 feet 9 inches. This is a farthest cum shot. Stay naughty, everybody.
18 feet? Jesus fucking Christ!
Yes, and 12 feet 4 inches upwards for a vertical shot.
Oh wow, they got a good arc on.
Yeah?
Until next time, friends.
I bet you'd feel that one.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye, friends. Holy fuck.